doesn't seem real yet. It hasn't really set in, but just proud to be here, proud to be a Blackhawk, and happy. I'll never forget this day.
And centers it in front. Look out! Darling was able to knock it wide at the last second with the stick. A shot from point blank by Chiasson, and Darling lays down and stacks the pads to deny him.
Got to be fun to hear that if you're Scott Darling. Good morning, Scott, and congratulations on game one.
Hey, Steve. Stephen Davis, thanks for having me.
Pretty fun, right?
It was definitely a very memorable night.
You know, we got texts and tweets and Facebook posts and Instagram and people coming to our house. You got a lot of family members who wanted to make sure we knew that you were playing.
Yeah, I got a lot of family who's been very supportive along the way, and they're all really happy for me, and, it's fun for them, too, to be a part of it.
How did a guy your size end up playing goalie?
I wasn't always as big. I kind of just jumped in that when I was five. My dad's a big goalie. And so I kind of followed in his footsteps, and then all of a sudden when I was in high school, I grew like a foot. So
6'6", right?
Yeah.
6'6", and what do you weigh?
230.
What do you weigh?
230 pounds.
What do you really weigh?
232 pounds.
6'6", 232. You got great moves, too. I don't know how anything that big is that flexible.
A lot of the yoga.
There you go. Just like Tony O, lots of yoga. Dave Ennett's here. Dave, say hi to our new friend, Scott. We're very proud of you, Scott. We just think it was such a fun thing and such a great, great opening game for you. You just look great.
Well, I really appreciate it.
Scott, I mean, the whole way that you ended up with the Blackhawks, kind of take us through that for people who don't know the story. You're from here. You're from Lamont. You end up signing. Pick up the story of how you ended up with the Hawks.
At the end of my season with the Milwaukee Admirals last year, I was coming off a good year, and I was hoping that, maybe I caught the attention of an NHL team or two, and I was able to talk to a few teams, and then all of a sudden I got a text from somebody from the Chicago Blackhawks, and my heart just dropped, and then, it kind of went from there. It took a few days to get everything done, and, my agent, Matt Cater, was awesome working through all the, technical paperwork side of it, and then, once they offered me a contract, that was it. There's no way I was going to sign with another team. So
yeah, I was going to say, as a young guy, who obviously is a Blackhawk fan growing up, did your agent have to tell you, don't worry about the money? Because you probably would have said, I'll pay them.
Yeah, basically. He said, I'll worry about that part of it. And I just said, just let's get this done.
Yeah, but you said, don't screw this up.
Yeah, basically.
I want this to work. What are you hearing from your goalie coach? There's a new goalie coach this year for the Blackhawks fans. What is he like or not like about what you're doing on the ice?
Jimmy Wade, he's been awesome. Him and I get along really well. He's very knowledgeable about the position. And the first couple days I was here when I wasn't playing, him and I got a lot of extra work in. And, he's very positive and supportive of my game. He likes the way that I play him. He's been great. Just kind of reminded me to enjoy the experience and have fun. And, because this is my first time here, and I'm really excited to be here.
Did it feel like it went by instantly? It must have felt like the fastest game you ever played.
It did, except for the last couple seconds were like the slowest 5 seconds ever. Once the final buzzer went, it was just a big – goes overcome with relief and excitement, and it's definitely a night I won't forget.
Obviously, you're not a fan coming out of the stands and suddenly finding yourself in goal for the Blackhawks, but the transition from having watched this team since you were a kid and seeing games in the United Center and suddenly being on the ice in that building, what was that experience like for you?
Early on when I first showed up, I kind of had to, I was excited to see Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, Marian Hossa, and all these guys, and I had to get over that and stop being a fan. Once you get to meet all these guys, they're all great guys, and, they're just normal hockey guys. So That was a big part of it. And then, you know, when I actually got to play in the United Center in preseason, you know, it was an amazing feeling to be on that side of the glass and see the crowd from that point of view. And it's very fortunate to be here.
Well, Kane was actually saying that you guys had crossed paths like in youth hockey or at camps or something.
Yeah, we're the same birth year, so we were both, you know, on the higher end of our birth year, and we played for a few summer league teams together and stuff like that, but we were younger, and we had some mutual friends. But, you know, he's obviously had an amazing career and has went a lot faster than mine to the NHL, but I hadn't seen him for a few years when I came back here. So.
And did he know you were coming, or did he go, wait, I know you're from somewhere?
Yeah, he knew that I was coming. He saw that I signed here, and you know, we caught up right away when I got here.
Now, a couple things. One is we will pay unlimited amounts of money for a picture of you in full gear next to Darren Pang in full gear. Do you know who Darren Pang is?
I know Darren Pang.
Yeah, Darren Pang. I believe
I got to see him in St. Louis the other night.
Darren Pang, I believe, is 5'4". But he played 5'5", Dave. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, he's 5'5". He's 5'5".
Oh, he's 5'5".
Yeah.
And Darren Pang, I would say, in full gear, weighed about 112 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, not the biggest goalie, but obviously a tremendous athlete to compete at that level and not being that big. But I actually got to talk to him briefly in St. Louis the other night. He was happy for me. I'd met him a few times growing up, and he remembered me, and it was nice to see him.
Or we can have Scott stand next to Mary's great aunt Mary, whose birthday is today, who's 4'2".
Right, same as Pang.
Yeah,
exactly. Same as Pang.
She'd love it.
And by the way, dude, styling look for you. John DeCause was pointing out the stripes on the pads and the blocker, and I think the coolest looking helmet in the NHL. I mean, who's doing your artwork?
I got a guy named Todd Miska out of Minnesota, who's done my math the last few years. He did a great job with my helmet, and try to keep it really Chicago themed, and you know, with some custom touches on there, and it turned out really good.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're here, so stick around for a while, right?
I'm gonna try.
All right. Well, we're really happy for you. Who was the first family member you called or saw once you finished it off?
I mean, they were all waiting in the family room for me afterwards. So when I got out, I got to see them all at the same time, and it was a special night for my family and myself.
Who got the first hug?
My mom.
Good man.
Good
man. Taking care of moms. You're all right by us, Scott. We're glad you're here, and really happy for you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for having me on here.
All right. Talk to you later, Scott Darling, your Chicago Blackhawks goalie. Well, he's a jerk, huh?
Yeah. You know, wins one game, he's tough to deal with.
He's hard to root for.
Pride and joy of Lamont, Illinois.
Yeah, you think he ever played Dubs Dread a few times? Yeah, maybe right.
Maybe
up.
Once or twice.
Eagles.
Kid may have caddied for me.
Yeah,
he might have. I was going to ask him if he ever played out there.
How about that? Man, that's a great story. That's a great story. So we hope he sticks around.
Thanks for listening. You can hear The Steve Cochran Show live Monday through Friday from 5 until 10 a.m.